Quiet Mind, Day 3. You're not your thoughts. Discover the gold within by unplugging your brain's nonstop chatter. Imagine this. A ragged beggar has been squatting on an old wooden box for over 30 years, grumbling for spare change. One day a stranger passes by. Spare some change? The beggar mutters, holding out a dusty cap. I've got nothing for you, the stranger replies, then asks, what's that you're sitting on? The beggar shrugs. Just this box. Been on it forever. Ever looked inside? Asks the stranger. Nope. Nothing in here. But the stranger urges him to check. And lo and behold, inside the box, gold. The man had been sitting on treasure his whole life and never knew it. This book is that stranger. It's not giving you something new. It's just nudging you to look a little deeper, not inside a box, but inside yourself. You may think, but I'm not a beggar. Fair enough, but here's the twist. If you haven't found the joy of simply being alive, the deep, immovable peace that comes with it, then yeah, you're kind of begging. Not with a cap, but by hunting for fleeting hits of pleasure, validation, or love from the outside world, all while sitting on the treasure chest of your own being. Now let's clear the air on this spooky word, enlightenment. Sounds like something for monks on mountaintops or ancient gurus, right? Actually, it's just your natural state before the mental circus took over. It's the felt connection to something vast and destructible and indestructible that is somehow both within you and beyond you. When we lose this sense of connection, we feel separate from life, from others, from ourselves, and that's when the fear, the loneliness, the inner and outer battles begin. I love this super basic definition. Enlightenment equals the end of suffering. Doesn't sound so mystical now, does it? Sure, that tells you what it's not, pain, but not what it is. And that's the intentional, because as soon as the mind tries to define it, it ruins the mystery. You're meant to discover it yourself. Now, about this word being, it's not just some airy spiritual fluff. It means the life force that's always present, beneath and beyond all the forms that come and go. It's not something to understand with your head. It's something to feel when your mind finally, mercifully shuts up. When you're totally in the now, not replaying the past, not obsessing about the future, you can feel it. That's enlightenment in real time. You might be wondering, are you just talking about God? Kind of, but the word God has been abused so badly that it barely points to anything real anymore. People argue over it, worship it, reject it, and pretend to know what it is, all without ever actually feeling the reality behind the word. That's why I use being. It's open, hard to define, and impossible to reduce to an image. It invites experience, not debate. So what's blocking us from this incredible, ever-present reality? One thing, your mind. More specifically, your blind attachment to your own thinking. The voice in your head never stops judging, worrying, replaying, planning. You've probably mistaken that voice for you. But here's the catch. If you can't stop thinking, even when you want to, who's really in charge? The 17th century philosopher Descartes famously said, I think, therefore I am. But that might be the biggest intellectual oops in history. You're not your thoughts. In fact, compulsive thinking is the source of most suffering. The mind is an amazing tool when it's used wisely. But when it uses you, that's nothing anymore. That's possession. Rav Brizel, Tzaddik in Yerushalayim, used to say, the whole world says, think good and it will be good. I say even better. Don't think at all and it will be even better. True freedom begins when you realize this. You are not the thinker. You are the awareness that can observe the thinker. And the moment you begin to watch your thoughts, instead of automatically identifying with them, something shifts. A deeper intelligence wakes up, one that isn't made of words. From that space, real joy, love, creativity, and peace can finally breathe. So the next time your brain revs up like a squirrel on espresso, just remember, your mind is a tool, not your identity, not your boss, definitely not your true self. The real you is sitting quietly beneath all the noise, calm, radiant, and believe it or not, already enlightened.